American Language Course, Tape 2405B. Listen. Magnets are used to remove particles of iron or steel from wounds in the eye. The powerful electromagnet is especially useful for lifting heavy pieces of metal. When the current is turned on, the electromagnet attracts and holds the pieces of metal. Then, when the current is turned off, the load is dropped. Listen and repeat. From the eye. From the eye. To remove metal particles. To remove metal particles. To remove metal particles from the eye. To remove metal particles from the eye. Magnets are used to remove metal particles from the eye. Magnets are used to remove metal particles from the eye. For lifting heavy pieces of metal. For lifting heavy pieces of metal. The electromagnet is useful for lifting heavy pieces of metal. The electromagnet is useful for lifting heavy pieces of metal. The magnet holds the objects. The magnet holds the objects. When the current is turned off, the magnet drops the objects. When the current is turned off, the magnet drops the objects. Magnets are used to remove metal particles from the eye. They are also used to remove metal particles from wounds. Electromagnets are used to lift heavy pieces of metal. The electromagnet holds the pieces of metal. It holds them when the current is turned on. When the current is turned off, it drops the pieces of metal. Powerful electromagnets are very useful for lifting heavy metal objects. Listen and answer. Do not repeat the questions. What are powerful electromagnets useful for? For lifting heavy metal objects. They are useful for lifting heavy metal objects. Does the magnet drop or hold pieces of metal when the current is turned off? Drops them. It drops them. What happens when the current is turned on? It holds the pieces of metal. The magnet holds the pieces of metal. What do doctors use the magnets for? For removing metal particles. Doctors use magnets for removing metal particles from wounds in the eye. Listen and repeat. Turn the tape recorder on. Turn the switch to on. Turn the knob to on. Turn the tape recorder off. Turn the switch to off. Turn the knob to off. Turn the engine on. Turn the starter switch to on. Turn the ignition switch to on. Turn the engine off. Turn the starter switch to off. Turn the ignition switch to off. Leave the switch in the on position. Leave the switch in the off position. Let's practice some question patterns. Listen and repeat. How did the magnet get its name? How did the Mississippi River get its name? How did you come to the United States? How did he go to town? How long have people known about magnetism? How long have you known about the accident? How long have you been at Lackland? How long have you been in the United States? How long have you studied English? What was an early use of the bar magnet? What was an early use of the compass? What was an early use of the helicopter? What was an early use of the microscope? How are generators usually driven? How are large ships usually driven? How are trains usually driven? You will need pencil and paper for a short dictation exercise. You may correct your work during the playback if necessary. Give your paper to the instructor for review. First, you will listen to the reading of the paragraph. This time, it will be read in a normal manner. Then, you will write the sentences as the speaker reads slowly and carefully. You may correct sentences during the final normal reading. Ready? Here is the paragraph. A car has a battery and a generator. The electrical energy of the battery is used to start the engine. If the battery is weak, the car may not start. Once the car starts, the engine causes the generator to produce electrical energy. Then the generator supplies all the electrical energy needed to operate the electrical system of a car. Without a renewal of energy by the generator, the battery would soon be too weak to start the engine. A car has a battery and a generator. The electrical energy of the battery is used to start the engine. If the battery is weak, the car may not start. Once the car starts, the engine causes the generator to produce electrical energy. Then the generator supplies all the electrical energy needed to operate the electrical system of a car. Without a renewal of energy, by the generator, the battery would soon be too weak to start the engine. A car has a battery and a generator. The electrical energy of the battery is used to start the engine. If the battery is weak, the car may not start. Once the car starts, the engine causes the generator to produce electrical energy. Then the generator supplies all the electrical energy needed to operate the electrical system of a car. Without a renewal of energy by the generator, the battery would soon be too weak to start the engine. This is the end of tape 2405B.